Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome once again to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi straight to you in order to strengthen parish life. Our guest today is Linda McCamey, Director of Catholic Charities and the Mother Teresa Shelter. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great, Margaret. Thank you for having me today.
So I'm excited to get to know a lot about the different things that you do there. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a native of Corpus Christi, lived here all my life. I come with a business background. As a matter of fact, I've owned my own businesses for a number of years, and 6 years ago, I technically retired, sold my last business, and was asked to come on board staff with Catholic Charities, and it's been a great honor, and it's been a great journey, and you know, I believe that the greatest lessons that I've learned in life definitely come from my parents. You know, I never saw my father walk in my whole life. And so I have a great, great love in my heart for people who are disabled. And my mother, right up to the time she drew her last breath, she laid in her bed and gave me directions on who it was that I needed to deliver a sack of groceries to or find them a hotel room to stay in at night. And so I believe that our parents definitely develop who we become in life.
So it seems as though your mother really guided you into serving others and being charitable to others.
My mother definitely did. You know, at her funeral, a lady walked up to me and said, "I just want you to know that your mother taught me how to pray the rosary." As a matter of fact, when she was drawing her last breaths in the hospital, of course, it was all family and our Catholic priest was there, a miracle happened in the room that day, and the room filled with a beautiful sense of flowers, and I did not understand that. Later, the priest called me, though, and said that your mother is a saint in heaven. She died in what's called the scent of sanctity.
Oh, wow.
And I believe that I have big footprints to follow.
Well, you're doing a great job. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your background with us. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Catholic Charities. In general, what is your vision for Catholic Charities?
Catholic Charities has a vision to, well, first of all, Catholic Charities, we're really rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's really to feed the poor and to give shelter and really to help anyone who is downtrodden and needs a hand up. Every person who comes to see us, we believe in spending enough time with them to find out what brought them there. It's not just a bag of groceries, and it's not just a little bit of financial assistance. Something put them in the situation that they're in. So our goal is to really try to make positive, life-changing opportunities for everyone who comes to see us.
So you get to know them personally.
Absolutely.
They're not just a number. They have a name. They have a history.
Absolutely.
And you get to know them. Let's go ahead and speak about some of the different programs in your ministry. And we'll start with family counseling. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Family counseling is one of the oldest programs of Catholic Charities, which is celebrating 65 years in the community. We have licensed professional counselors on staff as well as in the evenings by appointment. And it's really all issues of family, couples counseling. It's counseling for children that are having some problems in school, for sexual trauma, abuse. So it's all very, very confidential, very professional.
And Linda, is that open to everyone?
Absolutely. Open to everyone. There is no fee whatsoever required. However, it is the same level of counseling that someone might go into a private sector and pay anywhere from $75 to $150 an hour. You know, certainly if someone is able to make a donation, well, that certainly helps us.
That's great. I know that that's well needed, and considering our financial times, mm-hmm. someone might not have the ability to pay full price. So that's a great service you offer. Let's go ahead and move on to the Diabetes Prevention and Education Program at Catholic Charities. Tell us about that.
This is another program that we're very, very proud of. And we were given a special award by the University of Texas through the state of Texas. It's funding that came from the state to the university. And the purpose of it is they wanted to do like a pilot program in four counties. And Nueces County was chosen as one of the counties because they wanted to prove that diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, was better managed in a community setting rather than a clinical setting. So 2 years later, because of the outcomes we did, A1Cs, glucose testing, we followed a very strict protocol. And actually a medical paper has been written now on our program. It was accepted and it will be published in the American
Wonderful.
Journal of Medicine. And we actually were able to prove that that is the only real cure for type 2 diabetes is lifestyle and exercise and the way we eat.
Oh, wow. So how many people would you say you have in that program? Is it quite a few? Is it growing?
Well, it's growing, but we have a project coordinator, of course, and she's wonderful. We have an RN on staff, and then we have a number of community health workers. And their job is to actually literally go into the community. We make home visits. You know, they will engage a family or an individual, actually go out and walk with them, go into their homes and teach them how to cook properly. And we're very conscious of habits, the way people have gotten into habits of eating. So we don't try to change anything dramatically. Mm-hmm. We just try to make it a little bit more appealing and healthier at the same time.
And it's good for our listeners to know that the staff there at Catholic Charities, as you're mentioning, is very well educated and comes with experience.
Absolutely.
To make a difference.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the emergency aid that you provide in light of recent current events and just the different floods and tornadoes that are occurring. How do you assist with that? How do you assist people that are in an emergency status?
Well, on a daily basis, the emergency aid department helps individuals that are maybe running short on their food budget for the month. And so they'll come in and we don't prepare meals. We provide them with groceries to take home and prepare meals for their families. We try to make healthy choices. The emergency aid department also does provide financial assistance to help towards like maybe a rent that's someone's going to be evicted because mm-hmm. they're short or their electricity is going to be turned off. But again, we're there to give people really a hand up, and we do ask them to attend a budgeting and money management course. It's not lengthy. It's about 45 minutes, and it really helps get them back on track.
So it's not necessarily emergency aid for natural disasters or anything like that, but it's emergency aid for people who are lacking the financial means to pay particular bills per month?
On a daily basis, but when there was the real heavy flooding, yes, we were asked by the City of Corpus Christi to be the fiduciary agent for like donations that would come in, and then we would disperse them according to the community team of disaster workers. So our group also went on site and helped assess the homes, and then we helped provide new appliances and food for the children, because some of the children in that area had not been like registered for school meal programs. And so we help provide food during the disaster as well.
That's wonderful. We will be right back with our guest Linda McCamey on Labors of Love. Don't go away.
This is Labors of Love.
St. Anthony of Padua Parish in Robstown is celebrating its 100th anniversary. At noon on Sunday, June 15th, Bishop Michael Mulvey will preside at Mass to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the church, followed by a procession to the parish hall or a celebratory lunch. The church is situated at 204 Dunn Street in Robstown. For additional information, call the parish office at 361-387-2774.
The Catholic Church offers a number of marriage-enhancing programs, such as Pre-Cana, Engage Encounter, Convalidation, and Worldwide Marriage Encounter. For marriages in serious trouble, the Church has addressed that situation with Retrovie, which translated from the French means rediscovery. Retrovie provides a lifeline to couples whose marriage may be drowning and headed for separation or divorce, no matter what the reasons. Retrovie helps husbands and wives rediscover why they fell in love in the first place. Since 1977, thousands of couples in cold, unloving relationships or on the verge of divorce have, through Retrovie, successfully overcome their problems and kept from becoming another broken home statistic. The next Retrovie course begins July 11th in San Antonio. For more information, call the Diocese of Corpus Christi Family Life Office, 882-6191. Help is available, but you have to make the call. 882-6191.
We are back with our guest, Linda McCamey. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing fine, Margaret. Thank you.
This is great information, and toward the end of the show or the program, we're going to ask how people can contact you to get more information on these different programs that you offer. Right now, we're going to move on to the Housing Counseling Department.
Okay. The Housing Counseling Department is actually a HUD-recognized program, so all of the modules that are created are sanctioned, if you will, by HUD. So we have inspectors come down all the time, but our programs, we can do anything from foreclosure prevention. We can do mitigation on behalf of the client. As a matter of fact, a real sweet story, we've got some secret donors that want to know when someone's going to lose their home.
Oh, wow.
And we just recently had a beautiful story last week. We have a family. It's a mother who has five young children, and she recently became a single head of household. And they were losing their home, and it was already with the attorneys and already ready to sign the paperwork over. And so our housing counseling department was able to get involved, and we worked with the mortgage company to get her interest lowered down. Then our donor came in and paid the back mortgage for her. So we saved a home for a family.
That's absolutely amazing. And I know in today's market and financial climate that that's happening more and more, where people are losing their homes.
Absolutely.
But to know that there's people out there that are willing to donate money if families are in this situation is magnificent. We're going to move on now to the Immigration and Refugee Department. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The Immigration and Refugee Department is, we are recognized by Homeland Security. It's actually the only nonprofit in this area that's recognized by Homeland Security to process the paperwork for people who wish to become citizens. And so a client will come in and we will do all the paperwork for them, very the same as if they were to go to a private attorney, and they, you know, would have to pay very, very high fees just for the processing. So our attorney, we have an attorney on staff, and we have a volunteer attorney. And
oh, wow.
They process that paperwork for us, mm-hmm. and then we do collect the fees that have to be sent in to INS.
So is there any other fees that have to be paid for that service, or is it on a sliding scale, perhaps?
We have fees, but we're able to waive according to the client's ability to pay.
Good, good. Okay, and we're going to talk about a few other programs before we talk about any future developments of Catholic Charities. We'll start with the Office of Disabilities and end with the Representative Payee Program.
Okay. Well, the Office of Disabilities is it's our department where primarily our clients are either legally blind or they are hearing impaired or completely deaf, or they're mentally challenged. And we have programs that we call living and learning programs for each one of those groups. So if it's someone that needs to be taught Braille, or if it's sign language, we offer all that at our facilities. We do things that may seem simple to you and I, Margaret, like rolling coins or playing bingo. But it's a wonderful game to teach people who are a little bit mentally, you know, they need a little bit of coaxing. So we try to make it fun for them. And then our representative payee program is very, very unique. It's the only organizational payee that Social Security has, that they refer clients to us that they are not able to identify a family member or a friend that will manage someone's disability payment. And so what they do is they ask Catholic Charities to take manage of those funds. We set up a separate bank account, and then the client's bills all come to us, and then we pay the rent for them, we pay their utilities for them, we give them money for their groceries and for personal spending. So it's a very nice program for people who are either physically not able to write out checks or they're just not able to manage their funds.
Linda, it sounds like you have such an interesting day-to-day life with the different things that go on at Catholic Charities. We're going to move on to the Mother Teresa Day Shelter and perhaps explain what you do there. And I mean, the name speaks for itself, but in a little more depth, and perhaps any developments that you might have for the shelter.
I'd love to. This is exciting. The Mother Teresa Shelter is a day shelter for the homeless. And the shelter currently provides a quiet, restful place where they can come and take a shower, they can wash their clothes, they can access telephone, internet. So it's kind of a connection, relaxing, safe environment for them. But what we needed to do was take them to another opportunity where they can mainstream back into society. So what we did, we are in the process of right now building what we call a multi-purpose therapeutic activity center. And it'll be located on the property right next to the current Mother Teresa Day Shelter. And what that facility is going to be able to do is allow people, we'll have art, we'll have music, we'll have exercise, but the whole purpose behind it is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. We'll have caseworkers and counselors over there that will be observing the homeless, and they'll begin to interact with them. And from there, we'll be able to develop an approach that we want to meet them where they're at. Mm-hmm. So we will be able to develop programs that they are willing to take the next step. And from there, we'll be able to get them in housing, and which is the next development that we're doing right now also, what's called a transitional housing facility that will be able, it's private bedrooms. And we chose to start with single men because there are more men that are homeless in our community currently. But it's going to be a housing program where they can live for up to 24 months. And during that time, that facility will also have caseworkers and activities. We'll have some of our staff from Catholic Charities down there, and we'll have cooking classes. They will have budgeting and money management classes. We'll help write resumes for them, help find jobs for them. But the whole purpose is to transition them back into independent living.
That's great. So the idea is that they not only get a safe environment to live on a day-to-day basis, but that they're able to learn perhaps a trade, or you talked about the therapy with art and music.
Yes.
And so they're not stationary. They're learning, they're doing.
Yes.
And they're being active in order to perhaps get a job and move forward in their lives.
Yes, thank you.
I'm very excited for you. Can you please tell us how people can contact you in order to get more information on your different programs?
Sure. Our main number is area code 361-884-0651. And then really a person just needs to let the receptionist know what area of interest they need a little bit more information about. So they can always talk directly to me. Every one of our departments has a very well-qualified manager, and they love to sit down and talk with you in person or just talk to them on the phone, and they'll give you, they'll answer all your questions.
Great, Linda. I hope you have a blessed Sunday, and God bless you on all your future developments. I thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Margaret, for having us.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's sacred moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Remember a time when you stood up too quickly and felt dizzy? Or maybe a time when your hands or feet fell asleep, that sensation of numbness or pins and needles? And then let's not forget those times when something seemed to hurt in your bones and your mother told you it was just growing pains. As we age, we might forget these moments, but other, newer expressions of change come to us through our bodies. Expressions like aching joints or stiff muscles, graying or thinning hair, or facial wrinkles that tell our story. With the passage of the years, we begin to forget even these moments of discovery. We might wake up one day and suddenly realize that we are old or getting older and wonder at the shortness of life. This can happen to us at any age, from our teen years through our 80s, and when it does, we usually stop and reflect on how much or how little we have accomplished in life. This in turn may lead to new dreams and visions, grand memories, or great regret. As our dreams and visions become distant memories, or perhaps regret, we begin to think of it as a problem. We often try to console ourselves by thinking that life has dealt us a different hand of cards than the one we had hoped for or planned for ourselves. Regardless of how we see it, it is good to recall our past, but only for the purpose of always allowing it to point forward to where we are going, to that end where we encounter eternity and God. When we hold on to the past, we dwell on lost opportunities or focus on regret. We fail to see life, with all of its struggles and joys, as a gift from God, who wants nothing more than for us to share in His eternal life. That is what we should be concerned about, not the past or what has been or might have been. Our Lord tells us not to store up earthly treasures that decay. Rather, He tells us, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. If we treasure eternal life with God, then our greatest desire and passion should be directed toward that treasure. Our memories and experiences should all remind us of this great longing. Everything we do should be directed by this desire, keeping our eyes set firmly on the goal. Jesus also tells us, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Stay awake, stay alert, and be aware of where you are and what is happening around you. If we do this, we'll be ready to embrace the opportunities God gives us to encounter Him in our everyday moments and in our encounters with others. Are you awake? Where is your heart? May God illuminate your heart to see your life in light of your eternal destiny, and may your labors of love be led by your desire to spend eternity with God. Amen.
That concludes this edition of Labors of Love. I'd like to thank Linda McCamey, Director of Catholic Charities, and the Mother Teresa Day Shelter. If you'd like to reach her for more information, call 361-884-0651 or look online for more programs and offerings at catholiccharities-cc.org. She's always in need of volunteers. Don't hesitate to call her. And thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.